Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whatever you're excited about or frightened about or hopeful about or whatever is happening, wherever you are in the time continuum of business ownership, smallbusinessadvocate.com will help you. Having a great visit with our good friend Dr. William Duckelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. We're talking about his index of small business optimism, and that he's been producing now for almost 40 years. We've been helping him report on this for over 12 years. Bill, thanks again for allowing us to have this information, for the great work that you do. The overall optimism still isn't good, is it?
No, it isn't. I mean, it did go up, 1.7 points, but the month before.
Why do you think
three,
that? What do you think it went up?
Well, first of all, the change is small, so you get month-to-month movements of,
right,
a point or so. A point means that in 10 questions, you got 10 percentage points more favorable answers.
Right.
So if there are 10 questions, and in every question, the optimist outnumbered the pessimist by 1% more, you get a 1% increase in the index.
Yeah, maybe some guys were on vacation that week or something.
Right, so it's a small change. But the most important, the interesting thing is that, if you ask yourself, well, how many times have we been below 50 since the monthly surveys?
That's a scary number.
Or below 90, I'm sorry. The answer is 50 times since 1986. And 43 of those have occurred since the recovery in 2009.
I want you to say that again. Give those folks, pay attention to this, please. Go ahead.
All right, here you go. The average value of the index before 2008 was 100. The average value since has been 90. And so now we're at almost 93. The index has been below 93 50 times since 1986. And 43 of those times has been since June of 2009 when the recovery started. We have a recession recovery.
We've been technically out of the recession for 3 years, and yet small business optimism is still in recessionary territory.
Right. We have a very bifurcated economy, and the big firms are doing very well because
on the backs of the unemployed, Bill. Let's just say it like it is. On the backs of the unemployed.
Yeah, we're producing more stuff today than we did back in the peak in 2007, but the mix is very different. We're missing 800,000 to 1 million housing starts, which is a small business dominated market. So all those jobs and everything are missing, and we've made it up with manufacturing good output. So Caterpillar's done well, and GE has done well, and it's all been due to export growth. Now
it's also due to increased productivity of the employees who remain, and what I should say is on the backs of their existing employees and at the expense of the unemployed.
Yeah, well, I'm not even sure that the workers have become more productive, but the problem is if you shift the mix, if you have only two kinds of firms in your economy, barbershop and a manufacturing firm,
mm-hmm,
you can't increase the number of haircuts without hiring more barbers.
That's right.
But in the manufacturing sector, you can turn the assembly line up, the speed up, and you get more output, but you don't get more jobs. And that's basically what we've done. So we have lots of manufactured output now. That's wonderful. Good to see that sector doing well. We've been selling it to the rest of the world. And now our risk, of course, is the rest of the world is slowing down. So the big firms are going to start to see their profits go down, too. But profits are a record high percentage of GDP for the big firms, but our little firms are really hurting.
But it also comes back to what we talked earlier about the Fed propping up those prices, those share prices, which make the big companies believe that they're doing great.
Well, that's right. Well, we'll have to see if the Fed can do that again. I think they're not going to do the QE3 as we discussed earlier, but
we'll see.
But they're going to talk about
They're not hiring either, are they?
The Fed's not hiring.
No, I mean the little guys.
Yeah, no, they're not. The average change in the work and the number of workers per firm was about zero in August, and that's of course showed up in the jobs number. We got 90,000 or so jobs, which you're going to get because, remember, there are new firms being created now because mm-hmm. we have 2 million more people here, so we need more barbershops. So,
right.
you need 150,000 just to kind of stay even with the population growth.
With the population growth, right.
Right.
That's what a lot of people don't realize. We're not even keeping up with the population growth with the report we got last week.
We're not. So the job creation is really abysmal.
Sales was up a little bit.
Well, there was some improvement in reports of sales. They weren't quite as bad, but still more firms said sales are headed down quarter over quarter than said they're headed mm-hmm. up. So we still have a negative number there, which of course explains why we have a net zero buying any new inventory, which is of course not so good either. We're happy with our inventory. That's because we don't think we're going to get more customers. We don't think the economy is going to get better. We still have more owners.
And also, I was just going to say, earnings was also down too, right?
Yeah, earnings was down another point. So we have, but that goes with the sales numbers. When you got more firms saying sales are falling quarter on quarter, earnings are going to go right with them because hey, that's where we get our.
one of the most telling in parts of your index with regard to small business optimism is their demand for credit. Most small business owners are not looking for a loan right now. They don't want a loan. And that's been the case for almost 4 years now, isn't it?
That's right. So we had, in terms of just actually saying they're not interested in a loan, we had a record high, 53% say, we're not interested in a loan. You count the people who didn't answer the question, it's two-thirds, and it's been two-thirds, as you mm-hmm. said, for 4 years. Nobody wants a loan. Why? Because you have to repay it, so you have to invest it in something that pays off.
We have to believe that you can count on being able to repay it. Quick
right.
break. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.